His erection jumped in his leathers this time, and he blinked, a sign of submissiveness, and went silent before he regained his composure seconds later and said, "I'm a peer." Then his voice trailed off. This situation definitely had some possibilities. Apparently, so thought Julia, who was trying in vain to stifle a giggle. "Good," I said as I finished my drink, put it down and looked at Tony. I raised an eyebrow at him. "I could use another drink. How about you, Julia?" Laughing, she said yes, and without hesitation the not-so-masterful Tony waved the bartender over to accommodate Julia and me. Master Tony wasn't a real master. He was used to getting what he wanted from the submissive women he surrounded himself with there at the parlour. But when it came to an alpha woman like myself, it was obvious he would back down to her will. Something he wasn't conscious of. Something he was in denial of. Tony was in denial about being a closet submissive, who thought he was a master because he could bend submissive women to his will. Tony needed to be taught a long overdue lesson. Suddenly, I felt invincible and empowered. Tony didn't stand a chance. Several drinks later, Julie and I got up to leave. I gave Tony my phone number and, without any facial expression, I told him to call me, as I nodded towards his hard-on. We walked towards the door, as I looked at Tony's reflection in the mirror hanging on the wall. He watched us the whole time we walked, looking confused. You have been listening to the Empress Catherine of www.StrokeMistress.com.